Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed
tonight, as always, and my host on the other line, William Momo.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Not much, you?
I'm pretty good. Just playing with my candy. I have some Starbursts here on my table. I'm building a castle with them. I have one pink Starburst here. On top, there's an orange Starburst. On the other side, there's a red Starburst, and you know, hopefully they don't collapse. If they do, I'm going to eat them. P penalize them for collapsing.
So it was like you're playing Django with the Starburst.
Yeah, I'm playing with my candy. Remember how your parents always told you not to play with
Don't
your food?
Don't play with your food, yo.
Play with your candy. And I love candy, man. I'm like the, at my job, I'm like the candy man. I always bring in candy for everybody. And they respect that. But I love my Starburst. I love my Sour Power. I love all those candies back in the day that we used to eat. Sour Power, Now-O-Laters, Laffy Taffy, M&M's, Butterfinger.
Oh yeah, Butterfinger, that's a good one.
Oh, that's, man, shoot. I'll fight you over Butterfinger.
Hey, you can't lay your finger on my Butterfinger.
I remember the Bart Simpson commercial back in the day, remember?
Oh yeah, of course.
Bart Simpson Butterfinger. That's the reason I started eating Butterfingers, because of Bart Simpson.
I think that's why everybody ate a Butterfinger.
I think I punched a kid in the stomach because of got into a fight over Butterfinger one time in elementary. He tried to lay his finger on my Butterfinger, and I punched him in the stomach. Tried to take it from my Batman lunchbox.
Was it Nelson Muntz?
Huh?
Was it Nelson Muntz?
Nah, this kid, the kid looked like the guy on Simpsons who works at 7-Eleven. What's his name?
Apu.
Apu. Anyway, welcome to another edition, man. I have a lot of clips to play from this past week. One played that clip of that flight attendant who flipped out on a customer on a plane.
The story of the week.
Yeah, man, they've been talking about that all week long. It's been on the news.
Yep.
And I'm sure you've heard about it because you work for ABC, so... I mean, ABC probably played it like 100 times during the day.
Well, I mean, technically I don't work for them a little more, but... I've heard that, I've heard that a bunch of times.
Yeah, man, it was all over the news. The guy, if you didn't hear the story, there was this JetBlue flight attendant. He was on the plane... He was taking luggage from the overhead compartment, and one of the customers stood up and wanted to take their own luggage, and he said, you know, he told that woman to sit down, he'll take it for her, but she resisted, and she wanted to take her own luggage, and I think the luggage hit him in the head, and then he got mad, and he started cursing at the passengers on the plane. And then he cursed into the intercom, you know, F this, F that. I've been working here for 20 years. I don't deserve this. And I heard also that he grabbed two beers, opened the evacuation door, and he slid down the chute and ran to his car and drove home after that. And they arrested him later for a criminal trespass and I guess offenses. I don't even know what they arrested him on for, but I guess he's on bail now. So I don't think he's going to be going to, you know, I don't think it's that serious because he didn't actually assault anybody, you know. He just yelled profanities at passengers and talked to the microphone and started cursing, but shows you that, you know, a lot of these employees at these companies and businesses, they get a lot of shit from these customers. And I can tell you firsthand, you know, when I'm on the phone all day with a customer, I want to curse them out, too. Because a lot of these customers think they could just because, you know, you're working there, they think they could take advantage of you.
Well, I mean,
just because they think, you know, you're working for them, you're doing something for them, they think they could take advantage and, you know, boss you around.
Well, I think the guy was pretty much fed up.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it because a lot of eyewitnesses said that he was kind of rude all day. He looked like he was in a bad mood, and some people said he looked like he was drunk also. So I don't know what the real story is.
Yep.
The guy looks like the former New Jersey Nets head coach, Lawrence Frank.
Oh yeah, right, Lawrence Frank. I thought you kind of like Adam Sessler from X-Play.
Oh, yeah, him too,
on G4.
And the guy's all you see him on the news, he's all happy, talking to reporters, signing autographs.
Hey, he wanted. He's famous, and, you know, he has a bunch of fans now.
Yeah, he's like a cult hero now. A lot of people, they even have a Facebook page devoted to him, in honor.
Yeah,
for not taking custom bullcrap.
Yeah, but if they did it, but if they did that, if he act like that towards them, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I know, right?
If he did that to
one of them, I mean, they wouldn't have created that page. Oh, sorry.
But
I mean, this guy's like a superhero now, what he did.
Yep.
Like I have the news clip. What were you going
to say? I said he's like a John Cena for a five-year-old.
Yeah. Except he's not getting booed. I mean, he's actually getting cheers everywhere he goes.
Well, yeah, he's getting cheered, but he's getting cheered by a five-year-old.
Yeah. I actually have the news clip for some people who don't know. I mean, for you people out there who haven't heard about it, I have the news clip that sums this whole story up. Okay, let me play it for you guys.
He was a man at the end of his rope, a fed-up flight attendant's bizarre behavior, and the way it appears that he ended his 20-year career is certainly raising some eyebrows this morning. Fox's Lauren Green has the story of Stephen Slater's great escape.
Mr. Slater, why are you smiling?
This is 39-year-old Stephen Slater leaving a New York police station Monday. He was picked up for what some are calling a flight attendant F-bomb meltdown. The JetBlue flight attendant got into an argument with a passenger during their arrival at New York's JFK Airport. Flight 1052 had just gotten in from Pittsburgh. That passenger wanted to retrieve her luggage from an overhead compartment as the plane was taxiing to the gate. While Slater was pleading with the woman to return her bag, a piece of luggage smacked him in the head. He asked for an apology. She refused. That's when witnesses say Slater lost it, telling off the entire plane, cursing at passengers from the intercom. His profanity-laced tirade ended with a quote, "I've been in this business for 28 years. I've had it. That's it." Slater swung open the plane's side door and rode the evacuation chute down to the tarmac. Port Authority police say Slater took off, hopped on the airport's AirTrain shuttle back to the parking lot, and drove home. That's where he was arrested.
They hauled him off. They were all over the place. SWAT teams, it looked like. There were helicopters, everything. Everything. It was really, it looked like an army zone over here.
Nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me.
Slater faces criminal mischief and criminal trespass charges. He could get up to 7 years in prison if convicted. JetBlue Airways says it is working with the FAA on a full investigation. In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, they said that he could get 7 years in prison, but he didn't do it. Like, he didn't assault anyone. Like, I understand, he opened the evacuation door, he slid down the chute, and ran home. But, I mean, other than that, he didn't do anything serious.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was disrespectful, but he didn't attack nobody or anything.
Yeah, he didn't attack anyone. He started cursing into intercom, and, you know. And any other employee any other employee probably would have punched that customer in the face. He didn't do that. He just cursed at her, and he just left.
What did the lady say to him from the get?
I guess she cursed at him, and she wanted to retrieve the luggage herself from the overhead compartment. And then I guess he got upset, and he went crazy after that. He didn't like the treatment that, you know, the way he was being treated by the customer. Something in him snapped. I think, you know, this was boiling up. This was a...
Yeah, I think this was boiling up. And I've heard people say that he said that he's always wanted to slide down the thing. So...
He was wanting to... What the hell? This is not Chuck E. Cheese, man. He's sliding down freaking slides like it's freaking playground. This is an airplane.
Yeah, if you wanted to slide down something, you should have went to a McDonald's or something.
Yeah, or Chuck E. Cheese or something. Come on, sliding down a freaking chute of an evacuation plane of the. Oh, he opened the evacuation door and slid down the chute. I mean, come on. What two beers? He had the and he was the right he was in the right set of mind because he did grab two beers before he leave, before he left. So he wasn't that crazy.
Yep.
Looking grabbing beers like he's Stone Cold and.
People.
That would've been even funny if he stunned that customer.
Shoot, I got Linda Electric.
Oh man, that's crazy. I don't know. This week has been just crazy, man. Have you noticed that? There's been a lot of crazy news stories lately.
Oh yeah, cheeseburger. I mean, cheeseburger.
The chicken McNugget.
Chicken McNugget.
That's the next story I want to talk about. Of course, you know, you've heard about it because we were talking about this off air. But there's this lady in Toledo, Ohio. She was she went to McDonald's, the McDonald's drive-thru. So her car pulls up at the drive-thru window of McDonald's, and she requested for some chicken McNuggets, 6:30 in the morning. And they told her they don't serve chicken McNuggets at that time. They only serve breakfast, not lunch. And she got really mad. She got out of her car, and she started, like, swinging at the employees at McDonald's and banging on the window. She even tried to climb into the drive-thru window to, like, fight the employees.
Yep.
And they had to, shut the window down. And when the window's finally closed, she threw, like, some kind of bottle. I guess it was a beer bottle at the window and broke the glass. It was crazy, man. Oh, by the way, I'm watching the Yankee game. A-Rod just hit his third home run of the game.
So was that 6:05 or something? 6:04?
I don't even know. On the 21st home run of the season, so go Yankees. Yankees continue to kill. You Yankee fans, let's unite. All unite tonight.
Yankees are leading 100-1 or something.
It's 8-3 in the ninth inning, so the game's almost over, but just wanted to, shout out to all my Yankee fans out there.
Let's be real. If Yankees were losing 8-3, we still would think they would come back anyway.
Yeah, most likely. But anyway, back to that Chicken McNugget story. Yeah. So let me play the clip. I have the clip of that one also. Of that crazy lady who got crazy over some Chicken McNuggets. I mean, I don't know what they're putting in the Chicken McNuggets, but those must be some good ass Chicken McNuggets if someone goes crazy over that.
Man, maybe she went so crazy she ordered the Happy Meal.
All right, let me play the clip.
Happy Meals for an Ohio woman who went berserk. I mean, absolutely berserk at a McDonald's drive-thru window. Check it out yourself. 25-year-old Melody Duchesne loves Chicken McNuggets. And when she placed her order early one morning, she was told the restaurant was serving breakfast and the nuggets were not available. Bad thing to say. She completely lost it, attacking the drive-thru employee and then getting into it with the manager, who was finally able to close the window. Duchesne was later arrested and has been indicted by a grand jury for attacking those workers because she could not get her chicken.
Land her fingers there. Don't cross Melody Duchesne when it comes to her nuggets, man.
I don't know if they're going to show it, but she actually smashes the glass.
We gotta play this.
Yeah,
she is not quitting. Dude, they don't serve nuggets during breakfast. Nuggets. They only serve breakfast. Egg McMuffin.
Nuggets. You know, pancakes don't replace nuggets.
I bet it was sweet and sour.
Here you go. Here you go. Here it comes.
Wait for it.
Oh! Wow.
Wow.
Easy for us to laugh when we're not on the other side of that window.
Seriously, I mean, we are laughing, but I'm sure the person who was on the other side of that window was freaking out. Yeah.
Kind of reminds you of Michael Douglas's character in Falling Down. You remember that?
I remember seeing that. That was a strange, disturbing movie.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Oh, goodness. Sorry.
All right. Well.
All right, it was kind of low, but did you hear it?
Yep.
Yeah. Was it loud or clear or what? Because I only heard a little bit of it.
Loud and clear.
Okay, yeah. But basically, you know, it's just a recap of the Chicken McNugget story. Lady going crazy, and she just got out of her car, fighting the employees through the glass, through the window, over some damn McNuggets that they wouldn't serve in the morning. It was like 6:30 a.m. They were serving breakfast, not lunch. So I guess they served, McNuggets over there lunchtime, and, she wanted those McNuggets, during breakfast time. And when she and when they wouldn't serve her, she got mad, started swinging, even trying to climb through the window into the restaurant. And, like, when I first saw the video, I thought it was, like, some older middle-aged woman. But this girl, she's actually 25 years old. In the video, she looks like she's in her 40s or something, but she's actually 25. And when I saw a close-up picture of her, she actually looks good.
Really?
Yeah. In a, you know, what they call that criminal shot?
The mugshot.
The mugshot, right. She doesn't look that bad, man. You should take a look at that. Her name's Melinda Duchesne. Melody Duchesne.
Okay, let's say hypothetically speaking, you were working at McDonald's, mm-hmm. and you were in that situation. She was, she's getting upset, because, you wouldn't offer her chicken McNuggets. What would you do?
Damn, if she looked good at that, I would have to get her some McNuggets.
But what about, they said the people at your work said you can't, because it's not breakfast time.
Wow. And I was one of the employees there?
Yeah.
She's getting mad, man. I don't know. I mean, again, she looked really good. I would have to break the rules and give her those McNuggets, man.
All right, what about you look and you try to break the rules, but there's none whatsoever?
Shit, man. I guess she could have to. I would have shut the window because she was going crazy. You don't know what she could have done.
Hey, what do you think happened when you shut the window?
Yeah, that's true. She throwing glasses. She threw a bottle at the window, shattered the glass. She was going crazy over those McNuggets.
Well, but she didn't. She broke through the thing and went through the window coming after you.
Oh, well, then there's going to be a fight. For real. Wait, but come on, over some damn McNuggets. I mean, you gotta fight. You gotta go to a restaurant and fight with employees over some food or McNuggets that you're not getting.
I mean, chicken nuggets is good, but damn, it's not that.
She could have got McNuggets at Wendy's or some other restaurant.
For real. I mean, I didn't understand if it was McGriddle's, but damn.
I mean, come on.
But seriously, I mean, she could have bought other stuff. You know, she could have bought pancakes.
Exactly,
aforementioned McGriddle.
For real. The McNuggets aren't the only thing that McDonald's serves.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they taste good and they're delicious, but... There's some other things on the menu also that are delicious.
Dude, imagine if you told that they weren't serving cheeseburgers at that time.
But man, I tell you, you gotta take a look at her, mugshot, man. She does look pretty good.
Shoot, who she work for, the hamburger? Rapple.
I'm telling you, man, I don't know, this has been a crazy week. You first had that flight attendant guy, then you had her. People are just going mad these days. I don't know if it's the water they're drinking or some kind of drug or something. And she was clearly drunk. They said she was drunk. So she might have been drinking before she... That actually could have made her hungry.
Man, because I'll take your word. If she doesn't look that good, man, they should still call her the hamburger, babe.
I would have given her the McNuggets. I don't care.
I think you would give her more than that.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll give her my McNuggets, too, if you know what I mean. No, but you're on the internet right now, right? You're on the computer?
Not anymore.
Oh, I was going to tell you to Google her right now so you can take a look to see if I'm lying.
Sure, I'm going to have to do that maybe after the show or tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I watched that video a few times. It was funny.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, she was pulling one of the employees' hair. They were hitting her, and she was hitting back. And then after she left, another car pulled up, and they served that other customer with the broken glass and all. So, it's been a crazy week. Yeah, what you watching on TV? Your TV's pretty loud there.
Yeah, I just ordered it. I just changed the channel.
Still watching the Mets?
That game's over.
K-Rod, did K-Rod pitch tonight?
Not that I know of, but they didn't need him.
Yeah, what's up? What's up with that story? I heard that he assaulted.
For nothing.
Oh, you guys lost for nothing?
Yep.
Oh. Well, I was going to talk about the K-Rod story, and I was going to say that what I heard about that story was at first they said he assaulted a family member, so I thought, okay, he assaulted maybe his brother or brother-in-law or something. But then I heard this today. I heard that it was his girlfriend's father.
Father. Yeah,
that he
father
assaulted.
Him.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, man. He beat him up so badly that they had to rush him to the hospital.
But what the hell does he... Is K-Rod out of his mind?
Well, here's how it went down. No one knows what the heck was said, but first the argument was with his wife, I believe. And then his father-in-law got involved and, you know, he beat him up so badly that they had to rush the father-in-law into the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's crazy. And you want to know what's worse? I don't know if you know about this.
What?
This was in Citi Field.
No, it wasn't. Nope, you're lying. You're lying.
It's in Citi Field.
It was
man.
In Citi Field?
It was in Citi Field.
Oh, what the hell?
But wait, it gets worse. It was in Citi Field, but it wasn't in public. It was in a private area. Where some of the players' wives and kids were there. Watching
the
whole
hell?
Thing go down.
I thought this was like at a family home or something.
No, son. No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It was at Citi Field, but it wasn't in public. It was in the area where the family stay at.
So let me get this right. He assaulted his girlfriend's wife at the stadium in a private area.
His girlfriend's father, yep. Or his wife. Some people say that's his wife. Some people say that's his girlfriend. I don't know I don't know which one is which.
He assaulted the father of his girlfriend at the stadium in a private area that's exclusive only for the wives and the family members of the team, of teammates.
Yes.
What the hell?
And reportedly, I think they said Beltran's wife and kids, I think Feliciano's son, and I'm trying to remember what other, I think it was another Hispanic player that was, family was there also, but I can't remember.
What's going on here?
And the wives and kids were, you know, as you would assume, were shaken up by it.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
And then you want me to tell you what else? It gets a little crazy, but not as crazy as that. I mean, afterwards, he comes back, and he goes inside the clubhouse. The reporter's already there, and they're asking him, you know, why didn't Jerry use them in the game? But they didn't know what happened. But K-Rod is, you know, upset, obviously, from the situation, but they don't know why he's upset. Because, you know, he's saying, you know, mind your own business, mind your effing business, and why you effing, you know, talking to me? I was in the effing game and all that stuff.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And then when he took his stuff and he was about to leave, that's when security and police arrested him.
Oh, man.
And then
this is too unbelievable to make it up. This is, you can't make this stuff up.
We're amazing, huh? You know? Only the best. This can happen. This is like 2002, man, over again.
I didn't know that it was at the stadium. I thought this was at a family house, like at a family gathering or something. And you assaulted the father. I didn't know this until you told me.
Yeah, I would assume that too. It was like when this happened on Wednesday night. So I found out that he got arrested and stuff like that. But I didn't know that it was in Citi Field and family was there, I think, until like Thursday or so.
Damn.
Because I was watching they played a day game.
Right.
And Santana threw a shutout, you know, a three-hit shutout.
Right.
So
wow.
During the game, like maybe around the third or fourth inning, they released him out of the prison.
Man.
And then, you know, it's a crazy story. And then yesterday, Dickey threw a one-hit shutout also. So that was back-to-back games. next to a shutout, which was the last time that happened was, of course, drumroll please, 2002.
Bruh.
When Astacio and Jeff D'Amico completed that task. And like I was saying, this is it's like 2002 all over again. With the Alomar, the first year of Alomar, Benitz, Mo Vaughn, and we all know how that team turned out to be.
Man, that is crazy. Wow.
And with the controversy, you know, Ray Ordonez and Mo Vaughn making 19 errors, Piazza coming out in a press conference to admit that he's not gay, you know, all the players getting caught smoking marijuana, like Tony Tarasco and Mark Corey, they were caught smoking marijuana outside of Shea Stadium.
Well, I don't think it's not as crazy as that year, but I mean, just the fact.
And before the K-Rod incident, they were talking.
Oh yeah, that Santana.
I forgot about that.
But again, I mean, that 2002, that was just, you know, that was just bizarre all over. I mean, this year has
been. This year's bizarre too.
Not as compared to that 2002 year. Come on.
Man, this year's crazy too, especially on the field. This team, man, they threw like 16 or 17 shutouts, lead the major league in shutouts, but they've given up like 12 walk-off losses. They've had 12 walk-off losses. Their pitching is good, but their hitting is what's killing the team. Because coming into the year, people were thinking the pitching would be shaky, and the hitting would be good. With the addition of Bay, and it's been the exact opposite.
Yes. Yeah, this sounds like this is a debate for sports, a talk. This is going to be a discussion for Sports Urban Legend tomorrow on your show.
Yeah, I believe that show's from 6 to 7 every Sundays.
Yeah,
so I guess
tomorrow.
We should check that out.
Yeah, but going back to Kara, I mean, I hope the father's okay. I mean, it sounds like he got a massive beating from K-Rod, and you know how emotional K-Rod gets, so...
Oh, yeah, man.
Just imagine.
Man, I hope after he beat him up, he didn't do that kiss and touch to the point to the sky thing. He checked somebody out and gets a save. This guy is crazy. I mean,
oh, man.
Don't get me wrong. I like K-Rod. I mean, I like his passion, but, man, he's totally
he's out there. He's out there a little bit.
I know he was out there on the mound, but damn. I thought he was like Superman on the mound and Clark Kent off the field, but...
Oh, that's...
Man, he almost went Benoit on the guy.
Yeah, that's serious there, man. I mean, he probably could have killed the guy.
I know. They had to rush him to the hospital.
Wow.
And SNY had live footage. They had footage of him being rushed out of the hospital. I wish they had footage and we knew what was being said and whatnot. Because,
wow.
You know, he had to have been saying something... You know, harsh to K-Rod's woman's to the father-in-law's, you know, to his woman.
Yeah.
For his father-in-law to get involved like that,
man.
You know, he was calling her a bee, and you know, he said some unflattering things about her, and then the father got involved, and you know, that's how it escalated. Or maybe K-Rod was cheating, and maybe she accused him.
But still, that doesn't...
Cheating.
That still doesn't
no,
give him the right to lay his hand on the dad.
Of course,
I mean,
not.
That's
of
your father-in-law.
Nothing, of course not. I'm saying nothing... There's no excuse for what he did. Yelling at his woman like that and, you know, fighting with his father-in-law. I'm just saying those might be the possible reasons for what could have escalated the thing. But,
man.
I mean, only K-Rod, his woman... The father-in-law and the children and wives who happened to be there, who saw this whole thing, you know, only know what happened, and no one's releasing anything.
Man, I would never, if I was dating a girl or was married, I would never lay my hand on the father-in-law or the mother-in-law for that fact. I mean,
what were you saying? I'm sorry, I heard you said.
I was saying that if I was dating a girl or married to her, I would never lay my hand. Or hand
well, yeah.
on the father-in-law or mother-in-law.
Well, yeah.
There's no reason.
I mean,
even if you're mad at them, I mean, there's you should just walk away, man.
That's what I would have did. I would have walked away, too.
even if they're hitting you. Walk away.
I mean, there's no way you could mend that situation. I mean, you could forget about Thanksgiving this year. I mean,
yeah, I was just about to say that. You forget about the family dinners and shit.
I mean, you can't forget that. I mean, you know, you're supposed to, you know, respect, you know, your father and mother-in-law, like, as if they're your parents, you know.
Yeah, just think if that had happened at Thanksgiving dinner, because there's some forks and spoon and knives around. Just think what Kira could have done.
Yeah, he could have threw a 94-mile thrower.
Or still could have stabbed the guy for, you know.
If he's that crazy to beat up on him like that they had to rush him to the hospital, I mean, anything is possible.
I mean, the Mets suspended him 2 games, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's activated today, but I didn't watch the rest of the game. You know, I was a little PO'd with, you know. Sure, they won the last 2 games. They won, you know, they had shutout wins, but this offense has been horrible, especially the last week before the All-Star game, man. If they're not shutting no team out, they're not gonna win the game.
Yeah, well,
they're just horrible at the plate. But you know, like you said, I'll discuss that more on my show.
Yeah, well,
at 6:00, 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, well, but, I just hope you know, the father-in-law is okay and you know, he's nothing.
I hope so.
Not seriously injured or anything.
So. Yeah, I hope so too, because I don't know what his situation is. Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, let's move on to another big story that was in the news. Dr. Laura Schlesinger? Schlesinger?
Something like that. I think Schlesinger. Schlesinger.
I've never been a big fan of her. I've always liked Dr. Joy Brown more than her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Joy Brown, she's on WOR. I listen to her. I you know, I've heard of Dr. Laura before, but, you know, I've never really
Yeah, I've heard of
her
too, but I never listened to her either.
She's like a, you know, one of these therapists, doctors, mm-hmm. counselors on the radio. And this
I think
past
she's
week,
like a, right.
No, what were you going to say?
No, if I'm not mistaken, she's like a, you know, a conservative Republican, like female Rush Limbaugh type.
Yeah, kind of like
person.
A female Rush Limbaugh. But she deals with more, you know, therapy, counseling, you know, all sorts of, you know, doctor
well,
talk.
And someone is showing his apology.
Oh, well, who cares about that? I mean, you beat up your father-in-law. You should apologize to him, not us. Yeah. Anyway, you know, if you guys didn't hear about the Dr. Laura story, let me play a clip for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I definitely heard about that.
What I'm talking about. I'm going to play it right now.
The controversy began during Dr. Laura's radio show on Tuesday.
I'm having an issue with my husband. I'm black and he's white.
An African-American caller named Jade said she was offended by comments made by friends of her white husband, leading Schlesinger to bring up what she felt was a double standard when it comes to the N-word.
And turn on HBO, listen to a black comic, and all you hear is... I don't get it. If anybody without enough melanin says it, it's a horrible thing.
Their discussion quickly became an argument.
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio screwing up the n- word. I hope everybody heard it. So what
they did, and I'll say it again. N- is what you
so
hear on HB.
Makes-
if you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race.
This week, a day after her N-word rant, she apologized.
I didn't intend to hurt people. I was attempting to make a philosophical point, and I articulated the N-word all the way out, more than one time, and that was wrong.
Still, some tonight, including the Reverend Al Sharpton, are calling on advertisers to rethink their support of her show. Her production company tells CBS News her advertisers know this was an anomaly, and they know she's not a racist. Schlesinger, it would seem, hopes her 9 million weekly listeners agree. Jeff Glore, CBS News, New York.
Okay, so here's what happened. So during her show, right, during Dr. Laura's show, a black woman called in. She just wanted to talk about the fact that her white husband you know, her white husband's friends use the N-word around her and joke around, make racist comments, and the white husband doesn't really do anything about it. And I guess Dr. Laura started, you know, saying how it's a double standard, how, you know, black guys can use the N-word and get away with it. And she also said to that caller that if you're hypersensitive about the N-word or something, don't marry outside your race. Something like that, she
yep.
said. But
so apparently she's one of her husband's, the lady's husband's friends then.
Yeah, I know, right? And she said a lot of times, I actually have the actual
like
footage
11.
Of her
yeah,
using the N-word.
She said like 11 times.
Yeah, 11 times she said it. I mean,
and
I can understand a few times, but 11 times?
It was intentional. I mean, she even in her thing on that day, she even said that, you know, when other people say it, you know, it's a double standard. So it's not like it's a shock that, you know, that people would take it, you know, take offense to what she said. Because even in her own explanation, she admits that, you know, that it's a double standard. It's some, you know, a rapper or a comedian says it 100, you know, like she's saying it, which is true. I mean, people, you know, will turn the other way and it's acceptable. She's 100% right about that. But for her to say it and then afterwards the next day act like, you know, she made a mistake and, you know, she didn't realize that and all that crap. And that she saw it, but even on the same day, she admitted that, you know, people that are not, you know, black, and they say that, they're going to get, you know, it's going to be offensive. So even in her own explanation, she acknowledged, she already acknowledged that she already knew that what she was saying was offensive.
Yeah, and
so
a lot of people are saying, a lot of people are saying that, she's not racist. Well, she's just trying to make a point. But I mean, I have the full clip when she uses the N-word, and you could take a listen for yourself to determine whether or not she was being racist or just trying to make a point. So I'll play for you so you can make a distinction between the two. And what were you gonna say, by the way?
And then the last thing that she did that to add the icing on the cake, mm-hmm. that makes her sound even more racist is that if she has a problem with, you know, and she's so, you know, caught up with, you know, being sensitive about race, then she shouldn't marry outside her race.
Yeah. Okay,
so that's another thing that shows she has some racist tendencies.
Okay, there's a caller on the air. Caller?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello? Hey, what's up?
How's
Listen,
you doing? Hey, what's up?
I like your show, man. This is D Bert from Queens, and I actually have a show on Blog Talk as well. And
you have the sports show.
No, it's not a sports show. It's called Afro Nerd Radio.
Oh,
Afro Nerd Radio.
Cool.
We talk about everything. We talk about everything. And you're talking about K-Rod for a minute, and I guess I had some words to say about that since he's, you know, it's a Queens thing almost. But I also wanted to talk about Dr. Laura as well. I guess the Dr. Laura thing is kind of a weird thing for me. Because I guess, you know, if you heard the whole thing, I'm less concerned about her use of the N-word because she was at least trying to say that in context, you know, you should be allowed to say it. And it seemed like the woman was getting upset just by her just saying the word. I mean, you can't be so fearful of words. I mean, if you're saying the word to prove a point and in context, you can't, I mean, you got to be realistic about it. But the other things, if you deconstruct what Dr. Laura was saying, that really bothered me. You know, she went into this whole rant about Barack Obama. She really didn't address the woman's concerns. It seems like, I know as a talk show host, I know you guys also, you do at least try to listen to your caller. And it looks like she really did not listen to this woman, and she went right into, it's like the mere mentioning of race made her jump like 10 steps ahead and go into this rant of what she always wanted to talk about. You know, she went into this whole thing. she went into this whole thing about, you know, blacks voted for Barack Obama just because he was black, and it's all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, it was just crazy to me. What do you think about that? Do you think it's more about like her general attitude and less about the actual N word?
I have to agree with what you're saying. I mean, because it looked like you said that she took all she brought up all these general issues. She also pointing out, oh, if the lady is, you know, so sensitive about race, she shouldn't marry outside her race and stuff like that. So it was like it wasn't just like the question that the lady was asking on the air. It was like she just took that time for her to just air out all her feelings,
her frustrations with just blacks using the N word themselves. You know, I guess she was frustrated by that, by why white people can't use it and why blacks can.
And I tell you something, I started figuring her out a little bit more too, because just like Dr. Phil, right? You have these people who have these quote unquote doctorates, and you find out that what they have their degrees in has nothing to do with what they talk about.
Exactly.
Dr. Laura has a degree in physiology. She's not a therapist.
No, she's not.
So that's mistake number one. So you have to really start, you know, you really start getting at, you know, because you figure someone who is really educated, you would figure they just would not talk this way.
Right.
Everything is in generalities. You know, everything's just crazy.
And yes. just the fact of her using the N-word 11 times, I mean, again, I can understand if it was a few times, but 11 times on the air, especially towards a black woman, I mean, you know she's going to get upset, and you know politicians like Al Sharpton, they're going to, sometimes they hear, a white radio host or a white talk show host say the N-word, they're going to riot or just talk about it and get news.
And yeah, and another thing is like, she, even in her own explanation, she was 100% right about the double standard, you know, if a white person uses the N-word, I mean, there's going to be, you know, a lot of people going to go be offended. But, you know, a rapper, a black rapper, a comedian, they use the N-word constantly. And, you know, there's, you know, nobody really says, you know, anything about it. I mean, that part is 100% true.
It's accepted.
But even her,
you know, socially, it's socially accepted. You know, a lot of black people, they get to use it because they're black themselves, you know. So, you know, it gets, you know, it's become the norm now, you know.
Well, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? You know, one of the reasons why I even came up with the show that I have on Blog Talk is because everyone of all ethnicities need to know that we're not all on the same page with some of this stuff. That we've got to start seeing different viewpoints and hearing different viewpoints from different people of color, so we can stop this whole thing about generalities. Everything becomes a circus because of this now. Just as you said, Sharpton gets on the scene. I saw CNN. And Sharpton is spoken to about this, as if he's the only black person that can speak about this thing, and it's a
he's
constant.
Leader of blacks.
Well, you know, and everybody knows he is the leader of blacks. And I say that, you know, as a joke.
Not my leader.
Well, that's what I'm saying. that's what I'm saying. You know, it's getting to a point where we've got to start breaking ranks and saying, listen. There may be 15 different viewpoints in this thing from people of color that you're not hearing.
Right.
You know, because, again, I'm not even really caught up about Schlesinger using the N-word based on how she was using it, to be honest with you. She was saying that black HBO comedians have a tendency to use this word and this, that, and the other. Where she messed up to me is that she went into all this other stuff about generalizing about how the blacks, as if we're all on the same page, how we all react to things. And then talking about the interracial relationship thing, this is 2010. You know, our president is a product of interracial relations. So this kind of stuff is just dumb. You know, it's just dumb.
And another thing that made me puzzle about the whole thing is like, even her own explanation after she, you know, she started saying the N-word, she was even saying that, you know, she pretty much hinted that, you know, pretty much she knows she's going to get you know, she's going to
get... NAACP me?
Yeah, people are going to be offended by her, what she said. And then afterwards, the next day, you know, trying to do damage control, she's like, oh, you know, she said the N-word a few times, and she apologized for that. But even when she was going on her rant, she acknowledged that that's what's going to happen.
One more thing that I forgot to mention that makes this even more confusing. There is an issue with the N-word as to how it's used and how white people can use the word. I mean, we know that. I can tell you an instance one time when I was in a car with one of my buddies, and there was a car right next to me with these white girls in the car. And this was a while ago. This is when DMX was at his height, and he had this song, as you guys know, called My Niggas, right? It was a very popular song, right? So these girls are singing this song, not seeing my friend and I. And I had no problems with it because I'm like, well, I mean, listen, how can I put this? I don't necessarily like hearing it, but, you know, if you bought the song, if it's your CD, if you have a CD playing this thing, I can't tell you not to sing a song that you bought. But when they looked at us, they quickly got real scared and then, like, you know, just shut it down. Even though before they saw us in the next car, they were singing a song like in some kind of frenzy. So I'm like, so you see what I'm saying? And I, in my mind, I was like, I really did not want them to stop singing it. Because I'm like, listen, that's the world we live in. We're not shutting this down. We put it out there as product for someone to buy, and now you're going to get upset when somebody sings a song that you sold to them? You see what I'm saying? It's a little bit of that makes this Dr. Laura thing confusing. But she went extra with it. That's what really went down.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you said 100%. I mean, it's like, you know, the rappers who use it, you know, they use the N-word, and then when, you know, white people are singing it in, on stage, you know, singing the song, you know, on a live concert, you know, some of them have offense to it. But, hey, if you had offense to it, you shouldn't have put it in the song.
I think it's
I gotta tell you.
Everybody should have the right to say it. It's just a word. I mean, it doesn't have as much power as it did 100, 200 years ago.
Continue. I'm sorry.
I gotta tell you just one more thing, and it's kind of related to the same thing that happened, what I just told you with the girl singing it. I think about a year ago on Howard Stern's show, T.I. was a guest on there, right? He was on there, and they were joking around in the studio, and Artie Lang, as you guys may know Artie Lang, he's going through some issues, but anyway, he used to always go into this thing where he would recite certain rap lyrics word for word, right? That was like a shtick for him because, listen, this guy is like a middle-class white guy, a blue-collar white guy who knows, like, rap songs. So every once in a while, he would go into this Biggie Smalls song, word for word. So to try to impress T.I., he started to recite a Biggie Smalls song, word for word, just the way Biggie Smalls would have said it. So he's saying it. He was singing a song in front of T.I., and, of course, the song has, you know, the N-word in there all through the whole situation. But he's reciting the lyrics of a Biggie Smalls song. T.I., after a while, after he started hearing one too many N-words, he was like, yo, Artie, you know, I'm not going to really deal with it. You know, he got a little testy with Artie because he was reciting a song with the N-word in it. And I'm sitting there, I'm saying, wait a minute.
Even though he didn't like
T.I.
himself.
Well, not even that. T.I., you are one of the top hip-hop, you're one of the top cats that is in charge of this culture, okay? This is your culture. So how are you going to tell this white guy who is reciting a song that's part of your culture to tell him he can't recite the song as it was written? If someone was to do the Pledge of Allegiance, they're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance as it's written. So I'm sitting there, I'm saying,
right.
See, this is the BS that's causing difficulty with how we are relating with each other in 2010. And this is why Dr. Laura will keep her job, because we got too much confusion that black folks don't want to address.
Yep.
And
Jesse Jackson, I mean, who's always a proponent of, you know, debating these, you know, N-word uses. They caught him during the Obama election saying, you know, calling Obama N-word, and he's going to cut his, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
his wee-wee off.
Well, listen, I don't want to, you know, vulgar your time, man, but I like your show, but I want to just kind of throw some things out there because, you know, again, all of us have these shows on Blog Talk, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that even this type of conversation, you will rarely hear it on conventional radio. You just won't hear it.
Yo, I appreciate it, Afro.
I appreciate you coming on. Feel free to, you know, come on, call my show, you know, 6 to 7 anytime, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. Afro Nerd on AfroNerdRadio.com or Afro Nerd on Blog Talk on Sundays. Check you guys.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right, now.
No doubt, man. Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.
All right, so we got a few minutes here. That's some good talk with Afro Nerd.
Yeah, man, that was cool talk with him, man.
Yeah. And a few minutes here, after the show, I'm going to go play some Madden. And probably say the N-word to those players on the screen. if my team loses in the game. But I want to thank Afro Nerd again for coming on the show. Having some good talk with us.
I want to thank the guy, too. He was a great caller.
Yeah, great caller. You know,
like I said, man.
Yeah, usually callers call up and curse me out on my show. But, yeah, I guess what else do we want to talk about? Only 4 minutes left. Hey, you want to talk about the Expendables real quickly?
Oh, yeah, sure. Have you seen it or you heard about the reviews or anything?
I have not seen it. But, I mean, they did leave out some people. They left out Van Damme, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh,
left
right.
Out Chuck
That's
Norris.
Right. Right, you're right.
I hear Bruce Willis makes a cameo.
Bruce Willis is part of the Expendable team.
No, but he makes a cameo in a movie like Arnold does. He's not part of the team. But I heard that Jean-Claude Van Damme was going to be in the movie, but I heard, you know, he was too much of a prima donna, so that's why Stallone didn't want him in the movie.
Who? Willis?
No, Stallone. He didn't want Jean-Claude in the movie because Jean-Claude was being of a prima donna.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, if Jean-Claude Van Damme was in The Expendables, I mean, that would have been an even better movie than it is right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
I haven't even seen it, but, you know, I know it's probably going to be the top movie in the box office. So.
Yeah, man, I mean, I'm sure. You know I love, 80s action movies and, you know, action movies in general. So, you know, you put all the greatest stars, you know, from the 80s. I mean, shoot, you already signed me up. But it's more powerful than the Justice League. I mean, who's the villain? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
What they should have did is, like, get all the villains from the action movies and just put them in as the villain. Because it's, like, there's, like, 20 star, like, A-lister, Hollywood A-list, actors. But who's the villain? Then I advertise who's the villain.
Yeah, well, I guess, you need to see the movie. And probably if you see it this weekend, you can come back to the show next week and tell us what happened.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to see this week. Not that.
Well,
but if
a couple of minutes left,
this,
we'll, looks like we're going to have to end the show here. Any last words? Any last parting words?
Just check out my show, tomorrow. Black Talk Radio,
and I
want to
thank
Apple for
coming on here. Yeah, and for my Mac, see you guys next week. Right now, I'm just going to go and play some Madden. Again, see you guys next week. Bye-bye.